A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The Gospel of Jesus Christ. The dilemma for us with Jesus is he insists on understanding God as love, and the implications of such a God are way more disturbing to us than we are willing to admit. After all, the God who makes it possible for a pipsqueak David to lop off Goliath's head is far more manageable and predictable than a God whose mercy exceeds the rules. The God who is praised for training our hands for battle and our fingers for wars, far more comforting than one whose only son ends up crucified and buried. Yet, Jesus insists God is love, and we are called into this relationship of the beloved Son and Father as sons and daughters, all belonging to the same generous, compassionate, merciful parent God. As Jesus enters the synagogue, he sees the man with the withered hand, and he sees the one with the withered heart. Jesus' invitation for the man with the withered hand to come forward is not a call to battle. It is an invitation to come into healing love. At this very moment, Jesus says to each of us, "Come forward." As we come forward, we can get caught in the same dilemma, needing to hold on to clear rules that allow us to predict God and God's mercy, or to relinquish all we know and understand at this moment, to risk walking with all who are withered, ecclesially, politically, socially, hands and hearts, into the healing offered by a God of love, whose promise is life, even from a grave.